Oh my gosh, and that theme music can mean only one thing. It's time now for Movies with Michael. Good morning, Michael.
Morning. It probably means several things, but today it means it's time to chalk up and climb into another review, Danny.
Well, I can't believe you're coming in on a day off because you love letting people know about what movies are good and which ones suck.
Yes, and which films come out today, and this one comes out today.
What is it? I'm a bit intrigued by this one.
It's a movie called Fall. And it stars Grace Caroline Curry, Virginia Gardner, two people you probably haven't heard of, Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
I think I've heard of him.
He was in Supernatural and Grey's Anatomy, and a guy called Mason Gooding. It's directed by Scott Mann, who's made movies like Heist and Final Score. He also co-wrote this film with Jonathan Frank. Now, Becky, played by Curry, has been grieving the death of her husband, played by Gooding, in a cliffhanger-style climbing accident for almost a year with an unhealthy diet of drugs, alcohol, self-pity, and pushing away dad, played by Morgan, who thinks it's time for her to move on and get back out in the world again. Enter old friend Shiloh, played by Gardner, with a scheme for the two of them to climb a 2,000-foot rusty old TV tower and film it for the gram.
Oh my God. So
what better way to find the will to live and get out there again than by doing something completely stupid?
Well, I mean, if you're going to be self-destructive, you might as well get some exercise while you're doing it. Good call, girls.
Exactly. Now, look, approaching the tower, the girls encounter vultures picking at a dying deer. If that isn't supposed to give you some sort of sense of foreboding that something bad is going to happen, you really haven't watched enough B-grade thrillers. Sure enough, the bad happens, and Becky and Shiloh are stuck at the top of the tower with seemingly no way down. But again, if you watch enough of these B-grade thrillers, enough signposts have been left earlier in the film to suggest that all isn't lost and that Becky and Shiloh will have to use all their remaining strength, ingenuity, and courage to get out of this seemingly impossible situation.
Wow.
Now, if this story is sounding a little familiar, you may have caught 47 Meters Down back in 2017. It was a film about two young women stuck in a shark cage at the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah.
Obviously, with no perceivable way back up. These films don't have to be original. They just have to take you for a ride. You know, some soaring peaks capitulating to some devastating descents and lows, maybe make you feel something for the lead characters, and of course scare the shit out of you. If you are at all acrophobic, which is the correct term for fear of heights,
I'm glad you looked that up. Good.
This film will certainly do that. The sounds of creaking rusty metal and the whistling wind are ever present and add to the sense of danger and impending doom and the feeling that you are at great heights. There are many sequences featuring our two heroines dangling over long drops by thin ropes, clinging one-handed to rusty metal bars, fighting off buzzards, and even shimmying up rusty poles in yet another attempt to extract themselves from their predicament. The tingling nausea and vertigo were certainly all too real for me, and even too much for one guy behind me who couldn't hold in his popcorn and Coke anymore. It was quite amusing. The Fall is engaging and entertaining for most of its 107 minutes, a bit more than Beast, another B-grade thriller that I spoke about a few weeks ago, yeah. And certainly more so than anything Marvel and DC have dished up recently. But it's no high-concept film. There's still plenty of CGI, but the danger to our two heroines certainly feels a bit more real than those films. But that's not to say that Fall doesn't fall down in a few areas. Who goes climbing in Converse sneakers? Who doesn't pack more than 50 feet of rope for a 2,000-foot climb? And how do two white women not get horrifically sunburnt after 2 days' exposure in the desert sun?
Jeez, they're up that pole a while.
They certainly are. And why didn't they think to tell anyone, not even Dad, where they were going? And why does this movie still fail the Bechdel test when it's just about two women stuck at the top of a TV tower?
What?
I just didn't get it. And why was the twist kind of underwhelming?
There's a twist. Is it a twist that the deer at the start getting eaten by buzzards and tried to climb the tower and failed miserably?
That might be something to do with it. But then again, right. It might not. Spoiler alert, dear people. Yeah. And why were the last words of this film, "We're going home now," rather than "You're under arrest for trespassing"? The moral of Fall should be that friends don't let friends climb rusty old 2,000-foot TV towers, rather than the life-affirming, death-defying claptrap that we do here. But despite all its flaws, I still fell for it. Fall certainly won't leave you hanging for excitement.
Thank you very much. That's Movies with Michael. Excellent use of the phrase there, rusty pole. Whenever I use it, it comes off so much worse.